From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors last month approved a settlement with the Order of the Sons and Daughters of Italy for expenses incurred when a portion of the Order's property, located at 27 Bridge Street in Greenport, became unstable and collapsed into Claverick Creek. The local chapter of the National Organization for Men and Women of Italian Heritage has agreed to pay the county $90,000 as a result. The investigation found the organization had permitted contractors to deposit fill and debris along the bank of the creek and then failed to implement effective fill stabilization and erosion control. Columbia County sustained damage as a result of the landslide and subsequently took legal action against the group. The landslide occurred in November 2017 when a 300 by 100 yard section of the bank gave way. No homes were damaged, but the creek was totally blocked as a result, with the towns of Greenport, Stockport, and Stoutsville included in the flood zone. The county declared a two-week state of emergency until the collapse was repaired. An earlier, slightly smaller, but similar collapse occurred on the organization's property in 2006. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that the state Senate has passed a package of 10 bills intended to strengthen local code enforcement statewide. The legislation was based on a report generated by the State Senate Investigations Committee, headed up by Senator James Scofis, Democrat of Woodbury, Orange County. Included in the legislation, a bill that would prohibit the use of plywood, wood composite, wood veneer, and similar products to board up vacant abandoned properties. The measure to make it easier for municipalities to address violations of building and fire prevent code. The creation of a residential rental registry, an increase in state code enforcement powers of the Secretary of State, penalties for dangerous apartment alterations, enhanced building code penalties for repeat offenders, fire extinguisher requirements, and the imposition of escalating fines for code violations and illegal conversions. Scofis said, and I quote, "This package of bills, I believe, will make a real significant difference in making sure that our residents and first responders are safe and living in really clean, respectable, safe housing conditions throughout the state, and this package is a good start and now heads to the assembly," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kate Lisa is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. A Route 144 bridge replacement project in Coeymans next year will be completed in stages to minimize the impact on residents and local businesses, officials said February 14th. The State Department of Transportation is scheduled to replace the aging span over the Hanacroy Creek on Route 144 or South Main Street in 2021. The scope of the project includes the removal and replacement of the bridge deck, existing beams, and abutments. The two-lane bridge was built in 1931 and carries approximately 1,400 motor vehicles per day, according to the DOT. The project has a budget of $2.6 million. Earlier this month, state officials decided to replace the bridge in stages using one-way traffic signals. At the time of a public meeting in January, officials were weighing the decision, choosing between staging or closing the bridge with a detour on Route 143 and 9W during the construction. Project manager and designer Jeff McGurn said staging the bridge replacement will take between 6 and 7 months. Closing the thoroughfare to traffic with the detour would have taken about 12 weeks. In making the decision to repair the span in stages, DOT was responding to concerns expressed by residents and business owners around safety and other issues. Read the full story in the Ravenna Times-Herald. Brendan J. Lyons and Emily Munson are reporting for the Times Union. The private meeting between Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and President Donald J. Trump at the White House on Thursday, February 13th, produced no deal to lift a ban that prevents New York residents from participating in federal secure traveler programs. Acting U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was in attendance and issued a statement afterward saying the discussions were, and I quote, productive, end quote, but will continue to, and I quote, find a mutually agreeable solution, end quote. The prohibition was issued by Homeland Security last week in response to the state's so-called green light law, which allows undocumented individuals to obtain driver's licenses. The law also cuts off access to the state's motor vehicle database by immigration and border agencies. Cuomo contends the federal agencies want continued access to the database, in part as a tool to track down the undocumented. Federal authorities argue that information sharing is a matter of national security and the database access is necessary for border protection and immigration enforcement. Cuomo did not speak with reporters following the meeting, but his spokesperson, Danny Lever, issued a statement later saying, and I quote, as the governor previously said, we believe the Department of Homeland Security's actions were politically motivated and unwarranted, as the FBI already has information regarding criminal records and TTP applicants already go through an extensive federal background check. The president said that this is an issue he wants to work on and that he would follow up with the governor next week. End quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.